Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Wall Street isn't the only place in New York that's been hard hit by the Eurozone crisis. It's also sent shockwaves through a New York neighborhood with a big Greek immigrant population. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Astoria, Queens has a long history as a Greek immigrant community. With Greece's economy reeling and its unemployment rate reaching almost 18%, Greeks are coming again to Astoria to try their luck in the U.S. At the same time, those who have been here for a long time may be changing their plans for the future. Eva Kern-Jendrachowska is a reporter for Novodziennik, the Polish Daily News, and a frequent contributor to Feet in Two Worlds. She recently went to Astoria and filed this report for our radio partner, WNYC.
Maria came to New York from Athens a year and a half ago when Greece's financial problems had already started taking their toll. She's 27 and works as a waitress at a trendy Astoria cafe.
I want to stay here and maybe bring my family from Greece, my parents and my brother.
Maria, who didn't want to give her last name, was born in the U.S. and moved with her parents to Greece when she was a child. After Greece joined the European Union in 1981, the country experienced remarkable economic prosperity. Many Greek families that had lived in the U.S. decided to return to their homeland. Now the situation has shifted again. Even though the U.S. economy is struggling, to Maria, the situation in Greece looks even worse.
My plans for now, for sure, don't include going back. I don't know what's going to happen in 2 months, 1 week, or 5 years. You never know.
Maria is not alone. Immigration Advocacy Services, a nonprofit immigration outreach center in Astoria, has noticed an increase in new arrivals and those returning from Greece in the past 2 months. Antonio Meloni is the executive director.
Some of their family may not be a citizen or may have lost their green card, so then we're needed to reestablish them as permanent residents. And yes, of course, there's always going to be a specific amount of that wants to stay. So how do you stay? Can I go to school? Can I get married? Can I get a job? So they always ask that.
The local Greek-American school is trying to accommodate a small but growing group of students who relocated from Greece.
We do try to offer some remedial classes for these students because a lot of them come here without knowing, without any background in the English language.
Helen Hartofilis is the middle school coordinator at St. Demetrius School in Astoria, where students can also learn Greek history and Greek Orthodox faith.
They find the transition from Greece to hear easier for them because of our culture, because of our religion.
At the offices of the National Herald, a Greek-American paper based in Long Island City, Dean Sirigos keeps a close watch on immigration trends. It's hard to know exactly how many Greeks have come to the U.S. in recent months. Sirigos expects the numbers to increase as the situation in Greece becomes more difficult under the government's austerity program.
Although people have already started to struggle, the suicide rate has increased in Greece appreciably. The rate of homelessness is obvious. The major impact of the austerity has not hit yet. The major layoffs from government have not hit yet, so the greatest pain might be experienced in the next year or two.
Sirigos says the financial crisis in Greece also affects Greek Americans who are approaching retirement age and had planned to spend their golden years in their homeland.
That dream is in hibernation, because at this point they would be going back to a country in crisis.
Meanwhile, the New York Greek community wonders how to help the homeland. Greek American organizations and business leaders have reached out to the Greek government discussing potential investments. One initiative is to promote tourism, which contributes 15% to Greece's GDP. Takis Vassos has owned a travel agency in Astoria since 1966. He tells his clients that prices in Greece are down these days.
If somebody comes to my office, he wants to go to France, let's say, I'm trying to convince to go to Greece. And everybody likes to go to Greece.
Vassos says Greeks from Astoria also try to directly help their families by sending money back home. But lately, the Greek diaspora has been dealing with its own financial struggles. Data from the World Bank indicate that remittances to Greece went down from $2.7 billion in 2008 to $1.5 billion in 2010. The pool of jobs in the U.S. has shrunk, too. At the Astoria District Office of Assemblywoman Arabella Simoras, people of all professional backgrounds have been dropping by to ask about finding work, even people who are doctors or architects in Greece. She says it's a challenge to help them.
We had our own financial meltdown in the United States. Job market in New York is not very stable. Many people are losing their jobs. There's many people on unemployment who have been on unemployment for, you know, over a year now. So it is difficult.
But for many, the U.S. is a better option than Greece for now. For WNYC, I'm Eva Karnin-Drychowska.
The producers of this podcast are Sarah K. Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and the Cyrus Fund and WNYC, New York Public Radio.
This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.